somewhere. Maybe start with Priya, but then maybe work it into the story somehow or other. Anyway, start Priya. I'm looking at an old Swedish movie from the 50s about a young boy who lives with his grandma or something. It's all out in the countryside, the way it was back then, or actually back in 1914, that's where this is supposed to happen. And I see this boy who is like the same age as my son's, 20 or something, or a little younger. They looked older then. Who seems to go through similar life challenges or crisis or whatever. You know how it is, late teens, early 20s. It can be a dramatic time, and it can also include, and for me at least, lead to existential increase, so to speak, which I think is normal and natural and a sign of intellectual, mental, spiritual health, or noticing that, my goodness, I don't feel intellectually, mentally, spiritually healthy after living the years that were given to me so far in this life. I need to change my life to what makes sense to me and to the world. Yeah, so, but at that time, 1914, what did you have? What knowledge could you get about life and yourself and what is the meaning of everything? I mean, it was Christianity. And then there had appeared this kind of ugly free thinkers and even some atheists and people there talking about science and that there is no God and it's all atoms and all that, which I think was kind of new or controversial back then. So that was like the spiritual climate for this boy living out in the countryside in Sweden. You didn't have airplanes going back and forth between different countries. Even when I grew up in a small town, it was the world to us, that small town. First time I went to Stockholm was when I was 12 years old. It was a big, big thing. So, fast forward to now, or return to now, what's the difference for my sons here? Well, of course, 95 or so percent of the Swedish people live in cities rather than in the countryside as it used to be. It just switched completely. 100 years ago, 95% or so lived in the countryside. Like this young boy, that was fine. That was normal life, not that he was some kind of strange farming guy, like we call them, bonden. Farmer, if you lived out on the countryside, a little bit outside even our town. So yeah, it went quickly. But what do we have now? Well, we have a much more stressful, complex society, which in certain ways is more safe, though, with all kinds of social welfare and all that the Social Democrats came up with. And I mean, good things happen in Sweden. Free healthcare, and yeah, I would say that the Swedish doctors, medical people, they should learn from the Chinese, because, well, anyway. But yeah, and that's what's happening now, actually. The big change, if I look at it, because I at least got a little taste of that old Sweden when I was young, when I was a child. So I've seen both, and here I am, 70 years old. And what do I see? The difference between when I was a child, or when I was 20 even, and when my sons are now 20, and this boy there, 1914. What I can see from 1914 until now, I mean, the big thing, and even from when I was 20, the communication. I mean, this incredible internet where we are all connected to each other, basically, and we can communicate amazingly well. You know, you wanted to talk to someone in another country, it cost you like a fortune per minute. And more importantly, the availability of multicultural, just like outside my window here, I have happy Indian ladies decorating the Radha Yatra cards, which is very nice. It's a Saturday background sound here. So we got, you know, I spent like half my life or more living the Indian Sanatan Dharma culture in a way, but more importantly, the wisdom, implementing it. Well, we took up pretty much the Indian way style of living too, but now lately, me and most of my friends actually have gone further and learned, I would say, to implement, simulate the wisdom, the teachings there, beautiful teachings there, the Vedic, the Vedantic, and especially the Bhakti teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. They are beautiful. And they saved my life and gave my life meaning and adventure, and I am completely satisfied with the life I have lived, and therefore I can recommend it, and others recommend other wise advice and whatever, which means we have access to almost all of it. All the wisdoms and many old scriptures, and now we have AI that can translate easily from Sanskrit to English and all kinds of languages. I think the language barrier just broke. So it's quite amazing the time we live in, which means we can really wisen up, we humans. We can fix it, we can do it, you know. We just can learn how to live happily and healthy and strong and rich, even, I would say. Because, well, especially if you understand that richness is in the heart and the soul, when you actually started realizing yourself through this path of, for instance, bhakti yoga. So, I mean, I think when people have become a bit spoiled and frustrated and not satisfied anyway, you know, and all that we find here in the West, they tend to become negative. They think, you know, we got everything. I tried everything. We're supposed to be a rich, fine country here and still look at all the problems and blah, blah, blah. While the same people are living on a living standard which is called rich in India, for instance. So, yeah, sometimes you need to come down and come down on the ground again, maybe even go back to the good old farming society. Yeah.